Yet another holistic doctor working against Big Pharma has been found dead in highly suspicious circumstances, as the community of physicians, attempting to work outside the confines of the pharmaceutical industry, exposing their agenda, continues to be eradicated. Dr. Rashid Buttar, the British-American physician, who was responsible for waking up millions of people to the truth about Big Pharma and the globalist agenda, was found dead on May the 18th. He was 57 and in supremely good health. He was also the subject of an unprecedented and vicious attack by the mainstream media.
I think you're crazy.
We are living through a full frontal assault on truth and decency, a time when lies are peddled as self-evident truths, and anybody daring to tell the truth about the real agenda of the elites is slandered, vilified, attacked as insane, or even worse. Due to the exceptionally high death rate among holistic doctors, he made sure to tell his followers that if anything happened to him, it was not natural. This video was released the day before he was found dead. Watch this.
It's possible that they could come for me because I'm very outspoken about it, but if you ever hear that something happened, that I died, I'm not depressed, I didn't commit suicide, I'm telling you right now that we need to stand up and fight. So just remember, if something happens to me, it's because I've been telling the truth and they don't want that truth to continue going out there. But I did not kill myself. I am not depressed. I'm very happy and I am very excited to be alive at this time in human history, because this is the sign of the times. All the stuff that is bad is going away and all the truths are coming to light.
Dr. Buttar knew that he had a target on his back. He was named by the mainstream media as one of the so-called disinformation dozen, a list of 12 alternative health influencers, including Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They claimed were responsible for nearly two-thirds of anti-Big Pharma content on social media. The mainstream media will do anything to promote Big Pharma's toxic products and demonize natural cures. I know I should eat healthier, but I don't. Doctors say that we should eat 6 cups of fruit and vegetables a day, but let's be realistic. Who's got the time to eat 6 cups of fruit and veggies every single day? I certainly don't. But according to a massive study, people who eat healthy live longer, have less heart disease and diabetes, and have less cancer. So I've started taking Field of Greens, and I'll tell you why. Unlike other fruit and vegetable supplements, each specific fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected to support specific functions, such as heart health, liver and kidney health, immune system and metabolism. And I take Field of Greens every day to stay healthy and feel good, and it really works. Field of Greens works really fast, and if you're like me, you'll feel healthier, have more energy, and your skin and hair will look healthier too. It can even help you lose weight. But the biggest benefit is the better health promise. Take Field of Greens, and at your next doctor visit, if they don't say something like, "Whatever you're doing, it's working, please keep it up," return it for a full refund. And to help you get started, I've got you 15% off your first order. Plus, get another 10% off if you subscribe for recurring orders. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code TPV. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TPV. Mainstream media had a perverse and unnatural hatred for Dr. Buttar, and they worked overtime to persecute the holistic doctor in an attempt to drive him out of business. Witness the extreme hatred CNN's Drew Griffin displayed towards him.
Whoever Dr. Fauci is in your mind, he is a government bureaucrat, and you're comparing him to Hitler.
Well,
to Nazis.
I am.
Who killed 6 million Jews.
I think this number is going to be higher.
You think Dr. Fauci is involved in some kind of plot to kill millions of people? I just want to make sure I understand this.
Drew, I'm a reasonable person. You're asking me what I think, and I said it could be this, but I can tell you that Dr. Fauci is not an innocent bystander. I don't want to be part of this mass genocide that I see happening. And I think that what's going on right now will be remembered as a worse time in history compared to what World War II happened.
I just want to be straight with you. I think you're crazy.
It appears Dr. Buttar was touching a nerve and the elites needed to silence him. Don't forget how much of CNN's advertising comes from Big Pharma. Even the Washington Post has admitted that Big Pharma spends far more on marketing and advertising on cable channels like CNN than they do on research. Gee, that's reassuring. There's just one problem for Big Pharma. Thanks to brave truth-tellers like Dr. Buttar, we the people are waking up to Big Pharma's lies. Erin Elizabeth, who was also one of mainstream media's so-called disinformation dozen, tweeted about Buttar's death on Saturday. Just 3 days ago, he announced he was poisoned after a big CNN interview, she said. Hours after this, he died. According to Buttar himself, he was poisoned with the equivalent of 200 times the normal dose of what was in the vaccinations.
You know, I went through a very difficult personal health challenge of few months. I was in the ICU. I had been poisoned with this 200 times the amount of what's in the vaccinations. And I've said publicly, you know, you'd have to shoot me in the head with lead, i.e. a bullet, because I'm never going to take the vaccine. So I was actually intentionally poisoned. And part of it was, I believe, right before that right after that CNN interview. But regardless of what happened, the message I want people to know is remember the importance of exercising free will. And then also as a default, as a backup, slow down and remember that God is in control.
Damning stuff. Going against the status quo is like sentencing yourself to death in recent times. The stakes could not be higher. Big Pharma and mainstream media have formed a conspiracy against the people. Over 100 holistic doctors have been found dead under suspicious circumstances in recent years, and the death toll is increasing exponentially. As is the case with most of the holistic doctors and healers in the past 2 years, the coroner is likely to announce a bogus cause of death for Dr. Buttar. Coroners have a habit of ascribing the most outrageous, bizarre causes of death to holistic doctors. But we can't let them misdirect us from the truth. We have lost so many holistic healers in the past few years. Many cases were brushed under the carpet by authorities at the time. However, some cases have since been reopened and are now being investigated as homicides. It's time to recognize the extraordinary number of deaths within the holistic medical community for what it is, a purge. But as Dr. Buttar said the day before he was found dead, we are living in times when the truth is finally coming to light and people are waking up. The bad people in the world are being exposed as the criminals they are. The COVID pandemic was an attempt to lock humanity in a straitjacket from which we could never escape. But we rejected their agenda and fought for our freedom. As Dr. Buttar said, the only power they have is the power of inducing fear in you.
You remember the movie called Monsters? It was I think it's a Disney movie where the monsters scare the little children. It's an animated movie. And the children scream. And then the monsters bottle the screams. And what do they use those bottled screams for? To power their world. They take the bottled screams in these big tanks, and that's what they use for power. This is exactly what's going on. They're trying to scare the public. They're fear-mongering to create fear, because the only power they have, the only power that evil has, is the power of inducing fear in you. But if you have no fear, then they have no power. The only power they get is from your fear. And so just like in that story, if you can understand that at the end of that story, the monsters discovered that instead of scaring the children and bottling their screams, if they make the children happy and they bottle their laughter, it's far more powerful. But they don't want us to be more powerful. They want to bottle our fear. The antidote is us recognizing our own power and the sovereignty that God created within each one of us, and understand that this is a war on consciousness.
Wise words from a truth teller who was cut down before his time. Rest in peace, Dr. Buttar. Here at The People's Voice, we are determined to play our part in exposing the criminal cabal at the heart of Big Pharma and the conspiracy they have formed with the global elites. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the growing People's Voice Locals community to support the channel. I hope to see you there.